T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boy, am I glad you're back.
You're so nice. I've been running around like a chicken without a head, so this is the first time I've gotten a chance to sit and talk with you.
I spent much of the show yesterday weeping. I know it was uncomfortable for listeners. A few people called in and, Paul, why are you weeping on the air? I said, my partner's gone. She's not here. She's with family.
And I was off because I spent the day with my weeping children who are so sad to be home from camp. They're stuck with me again, but they're back. So thank you for the time off. It was great to be with my kids because I miss them dearly.
Well, you have your priorities in the right spot.
I miss them dearly. So happy to be with you today. Not so happy about the twins.
Well,
it was looking crappy. Then we almost had a shot, and then our hopes were dashed.
It was deja vu with yesterday's game. Again, Polanco, 3-game homer, 3-run homer that tied the game in the sixth. Only to suffer another walk-off loss at the very end of the game. So
venting, complaining, we'll take whatever you got. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. But we'll start off our Twins talk with our local Twins expert. He writes a blog here for CCO. You know him as Dan Cook, the producer of the John Hines Show, an all-around good guy. Hey, Cookie.
Hey, Dan.
How you doing?
A little depressed.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a buzzkill. I mean, 2 days in a row to get walked off bottom of the ninth like that, that's not a lot of fun if you're a Twins fan, but I think it's kind of evident of where the Twins are relative to Cleveland right now. Cleveland's just a better baseball team. They got better at the trade deadline. The Twins sort of took a step back, a strategic step back. When things don't go well early on, you end up, getting blown out like they did in game one. When things do go well, you can hang around with a team like Cleveland, but ultimately they've just got more horses, and that's what you've seen the last couple of nights.
So statistically, Cleveland's going to win, right? I mean, they have more firepower. They have more strong hitters. So, but again, we were in it until the end. It wasn't like, it went right down to the wire. So I think that's what makes the loss extra painful, at least.
Yeah, if you play the games on paper, which they never do, Cleveland wins those wins probably 3 out of 4.
Right.
And that's how it turned out in reality this time around. And, like you said, I mean, the Twins do have enough talent still on that team to hang with Cleveland for a period of time. But as it gets down towards the end of the game, Terry Francona just has more pieces with which to work than Paul Molitor does right now. And so you would expect in a tight game like that Cleveland's probably going to come out on top, and they have the last couple of days.
Dan, look to the future a little bit for us. I know you'd try never to get your hopes up at the beginning of the season, but this, I mean, really, we're here in the middle of the season. Is it a disappointment for you? Can we salvage anything?
And what about the trades?
Right.
I mean,
people were saying we're giving away the team once the trades were made. So.
Are you optimistic for next year and beyond with some of these trades that have been made in recent weeks?
I'm certainly optimistic. I thought what Derek Falvey and Thad Levine did at the trade deadline was really well done. The guys that they sent out, except for Ryan Pressly, all of those guys were free agents, and so there was no guarantee that any of them were going to be back. And I know Escobar and Dozier are fan favorites, and I get that. I understand why fans were disappointed to see them go, but there was no guarantee that those guys were going to be back. And so in the meantime, Falvey and Levine have picked up assets, which, though many of them were, A-ball guys, so they're in the lower levels in the minor leagues right now, probably aren't going to be helpful to the Twins in the immediate future. They are assets, though, and so if the Twins are in a position next summer where they want to add some pieces at the trade deadline, they've now stocked their minor leagues to a degree where they have guys that they can use to go out and get major league-ready guys. So I'm certainly optimistic about the position that they've put themselves in. That being said, they need certain key guys named Miguel Sano and Byron Buxton to step up. I mean, that's the bottom line, is that you had a lost season for Byron Buxton, and Miguel Sano had to do a reset on his entire career this season. And to a great degree, that killed the Twins' chances. And so, can those guys bounce back? Yeah, they certainly can. There's no guarantees. But they certainly have the talent to do it, and they have the opportunity to do it. And it's just a matter of things have to come together next summer to see the Twins back in contention.
So can you set up the series at Detroit? I mean, what can the Twins look forward to? Tigers obviously not as good a team as the Indians, but what do you foresee?
Well, it all kind of comes down at this point in the season. You're sort of playing out the string. I mean, the Twins aren't really playing for a playoff spot, and certainly Detroit's not either. So now you're playing for pride as much as anything. You've got Gardenhire obviously on the bench in Detroit. That's been a storyline all year. Every time Detroit and Minnesota have played. So you know that Ron wants to beat Minnesota, and you know that Minnesota wants to beat Ron. I mean, that's part of the fun of baseball when you have connections to former teams like that. So you know that both teams are going to be out there playing hard and trying to win. But again, it just kind of comes down to pitching matchups and, you know, who ends up with the better matchups late in the game.
Okay.
I loved hearing that you were optimistic, Dan. Doesn't always happen, well, I mean, but I'm grateful for that.
Look, there's still a lot of talent on this Twins baseball team. There's still a lot of talent in their minor league system. I was very much encouraged. Look, the offseason moves that they made, especially during spring training, where they added a lot of guys on one-year contracts, like Logan Morrison, like Lance Lynn, those deals didn't work out. But what I liked was the aggressiveness of the front office in going out and making deals like that. So it'll be interesting to see how the free agent market develops this offseason. If there are more opportunities for them to buy low on guys, then you want to see them go out and do that. And then we'll see. Maybe the signings that didn't work out this year, maybe they work out, you know, in subsequent years. But what I really liked was the aggressiveness both in the offseason and at the trade deadline from this front office. That's what good baseball teams do. And it's, you know, remember that this administration's only in their second year running this team.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, give them some time to add some assets and to move some things around. And I think the future is bright for the Twins.
Dan, where can we read your blog?
That's a good question because I haven't written anything real recently.
Dan,
you better get cracking.
Come on.
All right. I'm way behind. Well, you know, John Hines is a taskmaster and he just keeps you so busy.
Wow.
Right. I bet that.
But you can get all the Twins coverage at WCCORadio.com/Twins.
And yep. I'm going to do a shameless plug. You know why he hasn't written in a while? Because Dan Cook has a fabulous new podcast, The Unlikely Sumerian. Did I get the name right, Dan?
Seminarian. You were close.
Seminarian. Yeah. The Unlikely Seminarian. And he does a fabulous job with that podcast. I urge you, wherever you get podcasts, go listen to The Unlikely Seminarian by Dan Cook. Sorry if I embarrassed you.
That's quite all right, Jordana. Thank you. I appreciate it.
A man of many talents, wearing many hats. And,
he does, yes.
And
yes.
We appreciate you.
If I just keep doing things, eventually I'll stumble into something I'm actually good at.
Well,
stop it now.
Keep planting seeds. That's good advice for everyone, right? You never know what's going to sprout up.
You're the best. Thanks for chatting with us, Dan.
Thanks,
great
Dan.
Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
He has many interests, and he's passionate about all of them, so it's always fun to have him.
We're lucky to have him on the team.
He does a good job with that podcast, too. Very interesting. We have a big show coming up for you. We only have 2 hours of the big show, so it's sort of a medium show. But
it's a slightly less big show.
I'm really excited about our 5'10 guest.
Yeah, Joe Torsitano in the path right now of one of those wildfires. We're getting smoke. That's why it looks a little bit like a goldfish peering up through an aquarium that hasn't been cleaned in 2 months.
Boy.
That is smoke and haze from these western fires. But again, I don't think any of us can imagine what it's like being chased by walls of flames, fire tornadoes. He's living in a campground, and he gets to go back periodically and make sure his home is still there. Mm-hmm. But he has some harrowing tales of the wildfires gripping the West, and we'll have him on at 5:10.
Absolutely. And then coming up at 5:35, we're going to talk plastics. They're way more exciting than you think.
Yeah.
No, they really are.
That's from The Graduate? Is that The Graduate? Yeah. What?
Plastics.
Yeah.
Future's plastics. We'll have to look for that sound.
Now it's too much plastics.
But plastics that actually decompose themselves.
Right.
Is the future of plastics because we have too many plastics right now.
They self-destruct after you use them. So they're strong and durable when you need them. When you don't need them, they degrade. And that is a huge game changer. And I was thrilled to hear that there's research being done right here at the University of Minnesota. We talked with one of those experts. Why is this such a vexing challenge, and what can we look forward to?
And then there's this crazy story about The Bachelorette.
Yeah, Becca.
Now, you're listening to people who have never watched one episode of The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. I haven't even seen an episode of Survivor. I'm not a reality television person necessarily, although I have admitted to watching The Apprentice, and I liked it. A couple seasons. I watched The Apprentice. I thought Donald
when
was
the president
good.
Was on.
Yeah, yeah,
he
Donald
was good.
Trump was.
That's he
a,
was good.
He was good. It was an interesting because it was about business, and it was an interesting business show.
Yep.
Okay, so I have to admit, I don't watch The Bachelorette, but Paul did find out.
Well, and I hate myself for kind of stumbling upon this, but I find it intriguing, not so much about The Bachelorette as a television program, but how those old tweets and even those old likes on social media can bite you in the butt.
Well, the story he's talking about is the Minnesota Bachelorette, Becca, right? She's from Minnesota.
Right.
Remember, she got the shaft in The Last Bachelor, so everybody felt bad for her. So she's now the Bachelorette.
A chance at redemption, right?
Well, now the man she has chosen has since been vetted by fans on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And it turns out that he's got this history of inappropriate tweets and racist posts, and there's a white supremacy in there too.
It's a litany, things that he liked, and you know what's a little scary is that you don't even have to go in and have a rant. All you have to do now is like another rant that is objectionable, and you get swept up in that. So now there's this big pushback. Oh, you know, did Becca choose the wrong person? Did she know?
Did she know who
about
he really
his
is?
History? And so we all have these digital breadcrumbs now, and I don't care who you are, how careful you think you're being on social media, stuff that you wrote 5, 10, 15 years ago can come back and haunt you at a later date. So I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
The stuff he had was criticizing survivor of the Parkland, Florida shooting, David Hogg. He also goes with one or more of the suitors of Fantasy Suite. I don't know. It's kind of a big mess for The Bachelorette. Did she know? Is it all promotional? Who knows?
We'll be back next hour on CCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.